Hello, and welcome to The Everyday Leader, lessons you can use to build and grow your influence every day. I'm your host, Laura Thompson. Happy Monday, and thank goodness it's Monday, TGIM, and thank goodness for this podcast, because this podcast is for everyone. There are so many resources out there for leaders of Fortune 500 companies, CEOs, and the like. But this podcast realizes that a leader is not someone who is defined by a title or someone who necessarily leads a large company. We are all leaders in some aspect of our life because leadership is an attitude. It's how you conduct yourself in any aspect of your life. Sure, some leaders have the title. They've been recognized and promoted based on their past success and have elevated their career to a new level. And some leaders are spouses, coaches, teachers, classmates, nurses, athletes. I created this podcast to share decades of my own leadership experience and to provide guidance on how you can be a little better every day. At The Everyday Leader, we focus on small daily improvements that over time, the investment we make in ourselves grows and grows and will lead to large and wonderful results. Compounding small efforts by changing some of our behaviors and small improvements that over time get us crazy great results. You deserve these crazy great results. You deserve the best. Yes, you. Believe you deserve it, and the universe will serve it. Little minds are tamed and subdued by misfortune, but great minds rise above them. Washington Irving. Welcome to the 14th episode of The Everyday Leader, and thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've had a great week since I talked to you last. Are you working on being the best version of yourself? I know I am, but there's always challenges, right? Things don't always go the way we expected. I personally had a major setback. It actually occurred about 3 weeks ago. I'm optimistically planning on running the Chicago Marathon for the third consecutive year. This week is supposed to be week four of the official 18-week marathon training schedule. I had been logging some decent miles up before the training started, but this is like 18 weeks to get serious and get to the grind. So when I train, I have two amazing dogs that I love to run with, Moose and Belle. They are German Shorthair Pointers, GSPs, and if you know anything about this breed, they're a little cray-cray. These are some high-strung, high-energy dogs, and these two are no exception. For the moment we wake up in the morning, they demand attention just like a toddler. Usually, either Chris or I will get up first, and the other one will still be in there, and these dogs run up there, and they will not let that second person sleep in. They're like, I'm here now, entertain me. And the crazy thing is they know work clothes from running clothes. And the instant they see running shoes, they go crazy. And so 3 weeks ago, I got the running shoes out. The dogs get all supercharged and Moose gets the zoomies. And he's running around the backyard like a madman. These dogs are something to see when they run full out. Their physique is kind of like a greyhound, so think that really narrow, skinny little waist and kind of a barrel chest, and they have a real sleek body, and they're amazing to watch run. And it's also kind of funny because they're going all over the place, right? But you know what they say, it's all fun until someone gets hurt. Bam! Moose zoomied right into my left kneecap. Now, we still hit the pavement for 6 miles that day, and with all certainty, that made my injury worse. The knee is down and out, and now the thing that Moose wanted to do the most, the thing that got him so excited and gave him the zoomies, we can't do. 3 weeks later, it's still not healed enough to put training miles on it. Decision time. So there's two possible roads to take. Quit. Many would say this race is going to get canceled anyway, and now you can't even train. You have an out. In fact, you have two outs. Or modify and adjust the plan and stick to this goal. Many times in business and life, things aren't going to go exactly as planned. In my experience, I've seen too many quit on a goal or a project because some of the initial milestones didn't go as planned. This is a major mistake. Giving up instead of retooling is what is getting in the way of unleashing true potential. It's why so many leaders plateau instead of rising to new levels of success. Anything worth doing is worth the struggle. Average is easy. It doesn't take much effort to be an average leader. Greatness? Greatness doesn't come easy. If it did, we would all be great. Greatness comes by pushing through adversity, rising through challenges, being true to your purpose, and overcoming any and all obstacles that come your way. Nelson Mandela said, "Everyone can rise above their circumstances and achieve success if they are dedicated to and passionate about what they do." And here's one from Mary Kay Ash. "Don't let the negatives of life control you. Rise above them. Use them as your stepping stones to go higher than you ever dreamed possible." Here are some things that can help you and your team succeed through challenge. Don't quit. Do the groundwork. Greatness doesn't come easy, and you have greatness within you. Unleash that potential. First of all, clearly define the goal. Your team needs to really, really, really know what the goal is. How well they understand the goal will set the foundation for how they maneuver through challenges. If they don't really understand what the end game is, challenges can get your team going in the wrong direction or bring the project to a complete halt. Constant messaging. Be relentless, relentless in your communication. Repetition is the mother of learning. Repetition is the mother of learning. Repetition is the mother of learning. Constant messaging. I heard Jack Welch said when he was driving teams through change, he would say the message so many times he thought if he said it one more time, he'd just throw up the words, right? Constant messaging. Here's another one. No bad ideas. As a leader, it is not your job to have all the answers. It is your job to ask questions and to create an environment where your employees are comfortable sharing all their ideas. When they feel like they are contributing to the great cause, they find meaning in the work and get shit done. Which brings me to meaningful work. There's a well-known story about a cleaner at NASA who, when asked by John F. Kennedy what his job was, responded, "I'm helping to put a man on the moon." This story is often used to show how even the simplest job is meaningful with the right mindset and a great leader. Purpose and meaning will determine how hard an employee will work through a challenging assignment. Know your why. Those who have a why to live can bear almost any how. Friedrich Nietzsche. So know your why. I could go on and on and on about this one, but do yourself a favor. If you haven't read Simon Sinek's Start With Why, read it now. The why is what will keep you going. The why will keep you on purpose and help you maneuver through those challenges. Not the what, not the how, not the stuff that gets in the way. It's the why that will help your team rise and get through these challenges. So 5 steps, clearly define the goal, constant messaging, no bad ideas, meaningful work, and know your why. Put these 5 steps in your leadership toolbox and you will lead your team through even the most challenging assignments with ease and grace. Thank you for listening and make it a great week. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of The Everyday Leader. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast to cultivate the leader within you. When you are living the best version of yourself, you inspire others to live the best versions of themselves. That is everyday leadership. This has been Laura Thompson, and I leave you with my favorite quote from John Quincy Adams. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader.